Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 66. Psalm 66 is where we are singing this evening. You no doubt know by this time, but this is one of my favorite psalms, and it's a very suitable one for this evening. Psalm 66, we sing verses 1 to 6. Let us read now in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and these famous verses in the opening 18 verses of John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world was made by him, the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power or authority or the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And out of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And so on. Let us pray together. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we do not have words to describe how we ought to worship God. We do not know the full magnitude of God's love and what and who God really is. And we as children are always children in this world. Not only children, but infant children, learning to walk and to see and to speak and to understand the things of the gospel. And all our life's learning in the scriptures and in Christian experience leave us still addressed by the Apostle John as little children. And we confess this evening as we come yet again on this Lord's Day evening, we confess that we hardly can appreciate fully what it is that we are about. But we do know that God knows, and God understands and cares for our weaknesses and our ignorances, and even in a measure our iniquities. He knows that we are dust, and he knows the frailty even of our faith. And yet we are encouraged to call upon his name with the glad assurance and the many promises that he hears all who call, and all who come will never be turned away. And those who seek his Son, they will not only find him, but will be pleasing God immeasurably, because he delights in his Son, and he delights to honor his Son as the Son delights to honor the Father. And God delights in those who believe in the Son whom he has given for our salvation. And so this evening as we gather here, help us, O God Most High, to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and to hear the wonderful things that God has to speak to us and to see, as it were, in the Scriptures, the pictorial representation of so many aspects of the kingdom, all those descriptions, those vivid pictures that are presented to us to help us to see what the kingdom of God is like and to see its beauty and its grandeur, to see its vastness, its immeasurable encompassment, and to see the immense treasure that God has stored up in that kingdom for all those who love him. And we pray that this evening as we gather to consider these things, we pray for all Christian congregations throughout the world, as we always do or try to do, because we know, Lord our God, that this gospel is the possession, as it were, of all the nations. And it is not hidebound or limited to culture or color, but all the nations and all the language groups of the world tonight speak in many tongues and in many ways with the Lord Jesus Christ as the center and point of all their devotions. And we are glad that this is according to the promise of the scriptures. This gospel will be preached in all the world before the end comes. And we know from reports that we hear from time to time, from missionary resources and so on, that this gospel is far from dead, and this gospel is very much appreciated in lands which hitherto have apparently been bereft of its blessings, but their time is coming. And so we pray for them, and we pray, Heavenly Father, for Israel. As always we do, we remember the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And we remember that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his humanity, was of the tribe of Judah, belonging to the nation of Israel, a Jew. He was recognized by the woman at the well of Samaria, by perhaps his very appearance, but she perceived that he was a Jew, and he was kind to her, and he spoke to her understandably and savingly, and she was amazed, and she was saved. And so we pray for Israel as they are the ones to whom the gospel first came, and they are the ones also to through whom the gospel has come to the Gentiles. Salvation is of the Jews, and the gospel must go back from the Gentiles back to the Jews, and that will be as life from the dead, according to apostolic preaching and teaching. And so our prayers this evening are, as usual, O God, limited. We could spend all evening in doing nothing but praying, and we wouldn't cover the whole encompass of the need. But we do pray for the things that we know, the things that we are concerned about, the things for which we are responsible, our families and friends, congregations, fellow ministries, fellow denominations who share largely our confessional standards, and all those with whom we have a great deal in common in the gospel. And we pray for them all, the blessing of God upon them. And again, we remember our visitors and those who perhaps could be amongst us this evening and are not. We pray for them. But above all, we pray that the name of our God would be held high, the great God of Israel, whose name is holy, who dwells in eternity in unapproachable light, who is the one who dwells in the highest places, but also in the heart of the humble and the contrite and those who tremble at his word. We bless your name, O God, because you are this kind of God. And we remember what one of old who belongs to our tradition, who said, "Where would we be if it were not true that God pardons sinners?" And this is our position, and this is our plight, and this is our hope in the God of the gospel. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that all would be done for the glory of God's name. And more we would appreciate and apply the reality of God's grace. And all we pray is in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we are going to read some verses in chapter 2 in John's Gospel, the opening verses, and then we shall turn to read the final verses in John's Gospel, chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 1, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." His mother said unto the servants, "Whatsoever he says unto you, do it." And there were six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. I just can't remember offhand the equivalent in our liquid measurements, but this is a very big amount of wine, apparently. Jesus said unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, "Draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bore it, they carried it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, "Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have drunk well, Then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And then we go down the page to verse 22. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles or the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And so on. Well, these are the intimations. The Wednesday meeting, as usual, on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Next Lord's Day, the service is 10:30 a.m., 6 p.m., and these services will be taken by the Reverend Robin Soe, the minister of the Hunter congregation, who is your interim moderator from this time. In fact, Wednesday he takes up his duties. My retirement, it takes effect on Tuesday, I understand. And Robin will be preaching and introducing himself and explaining himself, no doubt, to you next Lord's Day. There's a meeting of the Deacon's Court at Linfield Saturday, 4 p.m. So deacons, please take note. And as always, we welcome visitors with us, and we're always glad to see you. Before we come to the offering, may I express, I did not realize fully the significance of the events this morning after the morning service, and I knew there was a card. I'd heard that people had been signing the card, but when we got home, I was looking through the names and the nice messages. And I would like to express my thanks to you who have contributed to this uh, farewell event. It was not planned by me. It was unexpected, and it was greatly appreciated nonetheless. So once again, I, on behalf of my family, would like to express our gratitude to you, because I have learned more about it since last we met this morning, and hence I'm more able to be informed. So thank you very much. And the offering will be received. I think that's all the intimations. The offering will now be received. Psalm number 66, we continue to sing to God's glory from verse number 7 to verse 14.